I think what's important to recognize is what really is at the issue here. And I think that that was lost a little bit along the way. Public safety is really the only issue that we should have been focusing on. When we saw the first incident that happened at Baywalk, we should have had the chief of police there every Friday and Saturday night with a task force that was specifically looking at how to best manage the crowds at Baywalk. And so that I would have worked to not even get to the point where we were discussing a sidewalk. I think that we should have focused on what the real issue is, and that's public safety.
The Tampa Bay Rays have wanted a new baseball stadium in the past, and they might want one in the future. What's your position about a stadium for the Rays and about public funding for that stadium?
Well, I think that the Rays are an important part of St. Petersburg, and I'd like to see that continue. I lived in the Baltimore, Washington area and saw the new stadiums that they built in the downtown area in Baltimore. And so I recognize the impact that having a new stadium can have. But I also want to be very considerate of the taxpayers. If we consider building a new stadium, I think first it needs to be done with a considerable investment from the Rays organization. I think it should be done once we've completed all of the debt for the initial stadium. And, I think we need to make sure that when we build a new stadium, it's with local contractors and that it's done with little or no tax dollars. Other cities have been able to do it, and I certainly will work to explore ways that we can do the same thing.
The city of St. Petersburg right now does not have curbside recycling, but the county has said that they might come forward and help out the city. What's your position on curbside recycling in St. Pete?
Well, I certainly think it's a step in the right direction. I think that when I moved back to St. Petersburg, I was astonished that we weren't already recycling. And so it's a simple step in the right direction. But I think we need to not stop there. I think we need to focus on bringing green industries to St. Petersburg so that we can expand on the things that are currently available. We need to do more to best market those things that we're recycling, make the best use of recycling glass in concrete block, for example. There are plenty of ways. There are cities that are using their refuse to power plants. So I think that we need to take that step to do curbside recycling, but I don't think we should stop there.
We're speaking with Angela Rousson. She's a candidate for District 5 City Council in St. Petersburg, and it's a unique race in that it's the only race without an incumbent. And one of the characteristics of St. Petersburg City Council races is that in the primary, people vote only in their district, but all candidates run citywide in the general election. What are your thoughts about that idea?
Well, it's certainly been a point of confusion during the general, during canvassing the entire city. We've had to work very hard to make sure that folks are first aware of the fact that now they have the opportunity to vote for all five of the city council seats up for election. And so not necessarily appreciating the history behind why it's set up this way, I certainly understand that some of the decisions that we make on city council, many of the decisions we make, impact the entire city. And so therefore, it's reasonable to expect that everyone would want the opportunity to choose who's making those decisions. Of course, it's certainly important for that person to be not only an expert in their district, but also to have an appreciation for the balance that each of the districts bring to the city. So I don't have a preference one way or the other at this point, but I certainly can appreciate why it might be that way.
And finally, give us some reasons why we should vote for you as opposed to your opponent.
Well, right now we're in a critical time in our city, and it's a pivotal moment in our city, and it underscores the need for us to have an experienced, tough leader who not only knows how to set policy, but has had practical experience at doing it. We need a leader who not only knows the budget process, but has gotten their hands dirty, rolled up their sleeves, and gotten into it, and been in positions where the dollars that you're counting on in your budget don't come in the way you expected, and be able to make alternative plans on how to maintain the services that you're providing. I am that leader. I have that experience. It's proven experience. I have a passion for the city. I have a passion for our children, for our neighborhoods. And so I think that uniquely qualifies me to best represent the city on city council.